according to my preliminary analysis, it seems that these animals do not seem to show any differentiation between the dinosaurs from the northern and southern hemisphere. And this is the time more or less directly before the final split of the northern and southern hemisphere, the final separation of North and South America.
One continent, one type of meat eater. It was just as the Vakarian's theory predicted. But then they had to compare dinosaurs for signs of Vakarians from after the supercontinent split up. If the theory was right, there should be some differences between dinosaurs from the north and the south. But because the split had only just happened, these differences would only be slight and very hard to spot. And at first, he couldn't find anything significant. In the end, he looked again at the radioactive dinosaur. Of all the fossils, this was the youngest, from well after the supercontinent split up.
Now, the interesting thing about this fossil is that this comes from a part of the rock sequence that we actually now believe to be younger than the other fossils that we've seen. And with this kind of fossils, hopefully, then we can answer the question whether the dinosaurs took different evolutionary pathways in the northern and southern hemisphere.